Okay, tell everyone we're on the bottom of page 300. We're on to page 301. Simon Reish Lamid Vav Siv Gimel. Before we start, just back to something the Rosh Yeshiva point. Now, last time, why we don't say V'hurachum on Shabbos and Yontov? And I still like to do it. It is actually a machlokas. We showed him whether you should say V'hurachum on Shabbos and Yontov. And the Sefer Amanig writes that it's totally on the two reasons that we saw last time. According to the opinion, you should say it because they all that the V'hurachum is in place of the Korban Tamid. We have Shachas Mincha. We don't have a Korban Tamid at night time. We need Kapara also at night. And therefore we say V'hurachum. According to this, L'chor, then you should say it also on Shabbos and Yontov. There's no reason not to say it on Shabbos and Yontov. However, I guess the Minig Olam is like the other opinion that the idea was they used to give each other Malkus. Is the Malkus at nighttime at Shabbos and Yontov? You want to give Malkus at nighttime, and therefore we don't say V'hurachum at nighttime. It's very interesting. Okay, now let's move on over here. There you go. Siv Gimel, Masa Tzibor Shekaro Kriyat Shema. V'rotzim Lamo Detfilo. Okay, the Tzibor, if he walks into Shul and the Tzibor is reading Kriyat Shema, V'rotzim Lamo Detfilo, they're about to get up to Shmona Esrei. So you say Shmona Esrei with them. Afterwards, you say Kriyat Shema with its brachos. So you see over here, as Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal points out, flashes out over here in Dibur Masel, this is Dafka Ba'arvis, this is a Dafka Dinin Amarv. Alva b'shachris adifas michas gul l'tfila al-tfila b'tzimar g'nizim b'simin kufiyat alf siv gimel. As we learned earlier on the air, in Hilchos, tfila and simin kufiyat alf siv gimel, over there we learn by Shacharis, we say Smichas Gula Tfila is more important than David and Tfila B'Tzibor, and therefore, even if you are going to miss Tfila B'Tzibor, you're not allowed to skip Birkas Kriyat Shema, you have to do Tfila B'Tzibor. As opposed to over here, we see by Ma'ariv that is not the case. And the same reason is because we said last time, is because Smichas Gula Tfila, although we are Makbid, and someone's a Ben Olam Abba, if he's Makbid on Smichas Gula Tfila Ma'ariv, nevertheless, it's not as strong as the Smichas Gula Tfila Chakras, and therefore, we saw one nafkamina that the Gabbai could scream out Yalav Yavol to remind people to Tzibor and say Yalav Yavol, even though it's in between Smichas Gula Tfila by Ma'ariv and not by Shacharis. Here's the second nafkamina, a very big one, is if someone is going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibor, if you go to America's Kriyat Shema right now, he should go ahead and say Tefillah B'Tzibor with the Tzibor, and then after he's done with the Shema Atzer, or after Aleinu even, after the Tzibor is done, he'll sit down and he'll say Birkas Kriyat Shema, and Kriyat Shema, and he'll say that part of the mitzvah. That's what's going on over here. Look inside Sivkan Yeralf, some very important things over there. Sivim aim oskim a daim birkas kriyat. What if you walk in and they're sort of in the middle? They're not about to finish Gali, so they're not about to finish Ashkivenu. They're not about to start Shemot Esrei. There's someone or another in the second brach in the middle of Kriyat Shema, let's say. What should you do that? Im aim oskim a daim birkas kriyat shema vu mishayir shahachi agiat zibur lishmona esrei. And he estimates in his mind that by the time they get to Shemot Esrei, yucholomer kriyat shema birkasad chomer amo yisrael ad yasek. And if he could say all of birkas kriyat shema. Interesting, it says over here, yeah, Ad Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad until the end of the bracha of Hashkivenu, Nainu, not including Yirei Nainu, for those they bracha Shani Olam Amen Amen in Chutz La'aretz, you do not take that into consideration. V'yidaleg bracha Shani Olam, v'yidpalo Shmona Esrei Mat Tzibor, do'osam b'sukun Einal Minog. Okay, if you could mishare that you could catch up to the Tzibor and finish off Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad and start Shmona Esrei with the Tzibor, or even as we saw in Hilchos Tfilo also, even if you don't start Mamish with the Tzibor, but they'll be within the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei we saw over there by the Shupa Tzav Chachma that holds that still Tfilo with Tzibor Ligamri, and Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal said like this also. Therefore, if you can mishare that you get up to that point, you can even start Birkat Kriyat Shema and go through. Now you have to make a decision at this point. When you walk into the shul and you're a little bit late, you either have to start Birkas Kriyat Shema and go all through Birkas Kriyat Shema and then start Shmona Esrei and hopefully with the Tzibor, or you have to wait and say Shmona Esrei with the Tzibor. You can't, even though the Birkas Kriyat Shema, as we learned earlier, is not Ma'akev Zed. Nevertheless, it's one unit, and therefore you can't do half now and then half later. You have to do either all now or all later. So either make start right now. Birkas Kriyat Shema. Say Kriyat Shema and finish off. And if you make Tefillah B'Tzibor at Gvaldik, okay, or you have to wait till later on and say Shmona Esrei with the Tzibor and then go on now. One more thing. V'lachay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Mutav l'dali k'day l'kayin Tefillah B'Tzibor and Smichas Gula L'Tefillah kein katvu kamu achronim. Fine. And then he goes on and talks about the fact. What happens if you walk into the Tzibor? Oud katvu, after the brackets on page 301, still in Sivkan Yeralf. It says, Oud katvu b'mekomo shemak dimin l'ipal arvis mod yom. In a place where they dive in an early mark. U'ba l'beis k'sezen b'shashem atchilim borchu. Okay, and he gets to show, and he walks to the shul thinking he's about to daven mincha, and they start baruch. V'uloi palo mincha. He has not daven mincha yet. So yid palo mincha ba'ochim karin kriyat shema birchasa. What do? You say mincha right now, shmoneh esrei of mincha right now. Okay? Could be they better to go outside the shul d'ohad and do that. Start time shmoneh esrei. Looks like you're makdim your tefillah to the tzibur. V'achar kach yid palo arvei sim tzibur. When you're done with your shmoneh esrei, hopefully they'll get up to their own shmoneh esrei b'shus v'reinu v'raveinu arav shlita. Okay? At that point, hopefully, when you're done with your shmoneh esrei, the tzibur then will be up to shmoneh esrei amariv, and now you'll chop that also. Okay, you'll say Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv with the Tzibur meal. True and true Shmoneh Esrei is in a row. First one was Mincha, and now it's going to be Maariv. Okay, and then Yikar Kriyat Shema Birchas Halayla, and then after this, earlier on, he'll say Birchas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema afterwards. Achein imielo l'tfilas Arvis minyan b'layla. But obviously, if there's going to be a later Maariv minyan later on, in that case, what should he do? Wait for the tzibur to get to Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv, and then you'll daven a Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha at the same time as davening Maariv. But that's exactly called tefillah b'tzibur. Harav, the Mishnah Berurah over here, is talking about a case where he walks into a minyan and he hasn't davened Mincha yet. The tzibur is davening an early Maariv, so the Mishnah Berurah suggests that he should daven Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur Mincha, okay, and then he'll daven a later Maariv. Is that considered tefillah b'tzibur?
Tefillah ima tzibur.
Even though it's the same, over here it's the same Shemana Esrei. It's the same, it's not like Musaf in Shachris. But still not mamash tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah ima tzibur, not tefillah b'tzibur. Okay, that's what Moreira Rabbeinu Rav asks over here, that it's not mamash considered tefillah b'tzibur, but it's tefillah ima tzibur, which is a milo that we talked about earlier on in Hilchos Tefillah. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests that's what he should do. Yantu mitzvahs mincha lipal b'shach tzibur lipal arvis. Who tefillahs arvis yipal achak kach kedinim b'tzibur v'layla. He'll go to the 9 o'clock maariv, whatever. He'll go later on maariv, and he'll daven bizman with kriyat berachas kriyat shema with shmoneh esrei karagil. That's what he should do if one is in this situation of this late of daven. He's late, a little late for mincha, and they're davening early maariv. Fine. Now, Siv Dalet. Achar Shomer Amo Yisrael Omer Amen Achar Birchas Azu. Paskin the Mechaber. There's a couple different places. At the end of a section of Brachos, says the Mechari Paskin Lachal Maisa, that you say Amen after your own Brachos. Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad Amen. That's the sheet of the Mechaber, the end of sections of Brachos. He, Paskins, that you say Amen to your own Brachos. But you don't say Amen after the Yiru Einenu Bracha, because that's really its own separate thing. It's not a section, and therefore Shomer Bayi Solad is really the end of the section of Birkas Kriyat Shema, and therefore the Mechaber Paskins, then you say Amen. That's based on the Gemara that says, that tells us that after Ubnei Yerushalayim, or Kodesh Baruch Hu, you say Amen to your own Bracha. Machlokas in the Rishonim. Some hold the reason is because it's the end of the section of brachos of deraisa benching, and that's why you say amen. And therefore, it's so too in all places where you have an end of a section of anything, you say amen at the end of your bracha. And therefore, shomei ma'isra la'ad is the end of the section of what we call birkas kriyat shema. So therefore, you'll say amen after your own bracha. The Roma, though, Paskins, Lashitasa over here, says, Ayin Le'el with Simon Reish Tazvav, and Simon Reish Tazvav, the Roma, Paskins, Lach Leis, like the Rishonim, that hold, no. It's Dafka Din in Uvnei Yerushalayim, only over there you're going to say, Amen to your own bracha. The reason is, because Dafka over there, it's coming to separate between the Daraisa part of benching, and then the Rabbanim part of benching. You finish off, Borei Yerushalayim, Amen, and then you start the Rabbanim part of benching of the bracha of Mikol Tuv Li'ol Amai Chasreinu. Therefore, Dafka over there, you say Amen. That's why Ashkenazim say Amen after Uvnei Yerushalayim, but not after other brachas. Svardim say it after also Shmei Yisraelad, and also at the end of the bracha of benching. As the Mishnah Berurah fleshes out over here, it's a Kavim Ted Zayin, Ayin Lama Simen Reish Tezvav, Rotz Lomer, Shisham Katav Ramah Shemini Nosenu, Ein Noagin Lanos Achar Birchas Atzu. We don't make a bracha, answer Amen, after our own bracha. Afilu Achar Birchas Shomer Amai Yisraelad, even after the bracha of Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad. So over here, Moreinu Rabbeinu Harav Shlita points out in the Ramas Mechaber, though there is a nafkamin over here for Ashkenazim. And that is normally, we do not answer Amen. If you get to end of a bracha along with the same time as a chazan, you don't say answer Amen to that bracha. Why? Because it looks like you're saying Amen to your own bracha. Okay? And therefore, if you finish off, I don't know, you finish off the bracha Baruch Shamar at the same time as the chazan, you don't answer Amen to that bracha, because it looks like you're answering Amen to your own bracha. But over here, since anyways the machlokas are showing that maybe you're supposed to maybe say amen to your own bracha, so therefore over here by Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, if you finish off with the Shliat Tzibur, you will answer amen. As Moreno Rabbeinu Avraham points out over here, the Yerushalayim Mechaber, his Af Ashkenazim, im Siim, im Ashliat Tzibur, Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, if you finish the same time with the Shliat Tzibur, Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, O B'Shabbos HaPareis, Shalom, you will amen. Then you do say amen. What? Because the end of the section of the brachos, machlokas, rishonim, some rishonim, all the end of any section of any brachos, you are going to answer amen. And therefore, this is the end of the section of brachos kriyat shema, you answer amen in his own brachos. Simen reish lamed zayin. Seder tefilas arvis, as we all know, there's a big machlokas in the Gemara. Is marv a chova or is it a rishos? Machlokas in Amorayim. We really paskin that Marav is a Rishos. However, as time went on, the Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves Marav as a Chov. But since one Nafkamina that comes out of this is that since only later on it was accepted as a Chova, it was only accepted as a Chova as the Shmon Esrei, but without Chazaras HaShas. And therefore, we are not knowing to say Chazaras HaShas and Marav, and that's the Psak over here. Ein Shleat Tzibur Chozer HaTfila B'Tilas Arvis. Okay, we do not Chozer the tefillah, and tefillah is marav, and the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sikon Aleph, She'ein tefillahs arvas chova rak mitz, v'lo n'chai bo'odem shisarach l'shiyat zibu lo tzidei chovos, v'afilu ha'idn d'kavu ha'chov, even though nowadays we accept upon ourselves a chova, mikom makom lo only minhaga, the minhaga is not so strong, l'shaviyo chova k'dei l'tricho tzibu l'achzer shiyat zibu lo tefillah, the minhag is not strong enough to create someone to be chiyuv, to have a chazaras hashas. Also, and therefore, that's the making in all places that there is no chazaras hashas at marv. Roma adds in one more din over here. They no flin al pneim la'achar arvis. We do not do nefilas apayim. We do not fall on our faces after marv. So really, pashtus is over here. It's just that in the nefilas apayim we fall on our face. We accept upon this that we don't say tachlin at all. Anytime. Not only after marv, we'll soon see. Even anytime close to marv. Okay, over here, says over here, it's a cotton base. Va'afili palu arvis mod yom, ain't no flimivi dam marv. An early marv, you still not know fav. And the kfar shav yalayla, cause already make it as if it's got mixes din in light. Va'afili tfila shumi palu shain tashlumin shal tfilas mincha, gan kin ain lipo, even if you're davening at tashlumin at mincha. Also, okay, once turns night, you do not say, you do not fall on your face over there, we do not say tach. Points out Lorena Rabin Aram Shlit over here, Dibur Mas Lachar, he says Alpi Kabbalah. That's even Alpi Nigel, Alpi Kabbalah, Yeshakonali Pola Paima Laila Kodum Chatzos. If anyone falls on their face, anytime, close to nighttime, anytime before Chatzos, it's considered a Sakana, and therefore we don't go ahead and fall on our faces at night. And therefore, many of you even finish, even very close to the time of Shkia, they will not say Tachanun at that point, they'll go ahead. What's it? Arab, what's the gather of close Samach Samach Lashkia? Ain't no fling up them. Hakamaz manza Samach Lashkia. As long as you have time to finish all of the Tefillas Apayim before Shkia. You have to finish the Tefillas Apayim before Shkia, and then you can go ahead and start it. If not, then they do not start. I think the thing is over here, Alpi Kabbalah, it's even said to be a Sakan.
And what about people
damned
Rabbeinu
Tam?
If they left
damned Mitzvah Rabbeinu Tam? So there's some Rabbeinu Tam. It's not Shkia yet. Bechora. What do you mean?
I've got there too many times, another time, especially in the summer. Rabbeinu Tam is 9.
Right.
By 8:30, 20 to 9, mincha is
still the mincha. Those who hold Rabbeinu Tam make her the dinner. Harav. Arav, the Hasidim that hold Rabbeinu Tam Iker to dinner, they hold Rabbeinu Tam. They have a heter for themselves to dav mincha achar shkia. Yes, if they hold everything Rabbeinu Tam. They can even mechal Shabbos, do malacha at that point. Okay, so I guess we'll stop over here today. I can't.